Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's your drink of choice, kind of everyday drink, non-alcoholic? Do you drink coffee? Do you drink hot chocolate? Do you drink soda? What about an energy drink? Any of those things on your drinking schedule? Well, you may be guessed. I want to talk about caffeine. This information comes from the Center for Science in the Public Interest, and I found it kind of interesting. I'm pretty much, I'm not going to say allergic, but really react to caffeine. If I drink a cup of coffee, it's like scrape me off the ceiling. So I just found it interesting because, of course, just like other foods and other things, there's always research being done. So how does caffeine work? And remember, caffeine is in lots of different things, not just coffee. Well, there's something called adenosine that your body makes naturally. It's a natural sedative, and it builds up during waking hours and then dissipates during sleep, and then it starts over. Well, the caffeine interferes with that, so it keeps you from being sleepy. It's like an, it just keeps you from being sleepy. So, like most dependencies, you can build up a tolerance to caffeine, and like most things, everybody's a little different in how they react depending on their own bodies and how much they drink coffee or other things, including caffeine. So this information, you know, is kind of general, but it is based on lots of research. And one of the questions that has been asked, and I don't know if you ever ask it, but how much caffeine is too much? Well, the Food and Drug Administration says that most adults can consume up to 400 milligrams a day. What the heck does that mean, 400 milligrams? Well, if you make a cup of coffee, and I'm not talking about the great big mug, but a cup of coffee with normal amount of coffee in it, about 100. So that means about 4 cups of coffee a day. And I'm going to come back to some of those numbers and compare that to tea and chocolate, some other things here in a little bit. But of course, one of the first things that is related to caffeine is sleep. How does drinking items with caffeine affect your sleep? Well, again, that's going to vary from person to person, but in general, it's going to make you less sleepy. And sort of recommended, and again, this depends on each person, if you drink a cup of coffee at, say, 2 p.m., you still have a quarter of that caffeine in your body between 8 p.m. and midnight. So that possibly could affect your sleep. And some of the studies show that people take longer to fall asleep, get less deep sleep, and wake up more often throughout the night when they're given caffeine right before bed. So you know people, and you yourself, if you're a coffee drinker, you're going, well, I don't drink coffee with caffeine afternoon. Or maybe you've set that 2 p.m. Or maybe you just don't think it affects you at all. Whatever, it's possible that caffeine could keep you from getting a good night's rest. So cut it out after the midday. Another area that's been researched, because it seemed like that caffeine, the coffee, could affect type 2 diabetes. And so lots of studies have been done with this because more and more people are having type 2 diabetes. To prove that coffee prevents type 2 diabetes, you'd need a study that randomly assigned people to drink coffee or a placebo for years. It's not something that's like immediate. So we don't know whether that really is something that helps. There was a study that showed, and this would be on the negative side, that caffeine makes insulin less effective as moving sugar through your blood into your cells, which would eventually lead to type 2 diabetes. So there's been studies on both sides of that, whether coffee is a a plus or a minus related to type 2 diabetes? Well, the other question is, are there other components in that cup of coffee other than caffeine that could affect diabetes risk? You know, these studies are not simple. And so when we see headlines about any nutrition study, we really need to take a look at that and see, okay, what was in the study, who was in it, how many people, how long, and all those sorts of things. What about exercise performance? Does caffeine help your performance? Again, a number of different studies have been done, and the studies that were done did show in the short term that people could work harder and longer and still feel like they would have normally with that caffeine. In one study, it showed that these were a group of men burned 5% more calories, pedaled 5% harder, and pushed their heart rate 5% higher, all without feeling like they were working harder. So does that really make a difference if you're just an ordinary person out running? Yeah, those 5 seconds probably aren't going to make any difference. Just go ahead and don't worry about what the caffeine is doing to you positively or negatively. Now, if you're an Olympian, maybe 5 seconds could make a big difference. But I'm sure there have been other studies done specifically related to the Olympians. Okay, another area is related to cholesterol. And is there a risk of drinking coffee that would raise your risk for heart disease? And what had been looked at was that the caffeine would raise your level of LDL cholesterol. Now, the LDL cholesterol is the bad cholesterol. And so through the research that's been done, it's shown that most methods of making coffee, where it's filtered, is not going to make any difference on LDL. But do you have a French press? Well, a French press makes coffee without it being filtered. And it did seem like that kind of coffee, unfiltered coffee, did slightly elevate the LDL levels. So perhaps it's prudent to avoid drinking unfiltered coffee daily and to switch to another preparation. Not many people, I think, in the United States use that method, but there are some fans of coffee that say, oh, that makes the best coffee. So that's what the research says on that. Another area is related to Parkinson's. And the suggestion was that caffeine helps protect against Parkinson's or slows its progression. So, of course, a great deal of research has been done. And maybe, but probably not, Parkinson's disease has a period of about 15 to 20 years where it's already in your brain, but you don't show the symptoms. So during that time, people might start losing sensitivity to caffeine, so they use it less. But could caffeine help people who already have Parkinson's? Probably not. In the research that was done, it says we didn't see any obvious motor benefit in the patients who got caffeine. And I don't think caffeine can be recommended for long-term management of Parkinson's symptoms. Doesn't say that people with Parkinson's shouldn't drink caffeine drinks, but don't expect that it's going to make a big improvement. So where do we find caffeine? Well, obviously, if you're a coffee drinker, that's the first place you think of. So I mentioned that in a normal cup of coffee, which may not be actually be 8 ounces, maybe short of 8 ounces, unless you have one of those big mugs, about 100 milligrams. So 4 cups of coffee would give you about what the FDA says is okay. So let's look at some specifics where tests were done to figure out how much caffeine was in that cup. Well, Folgers Classic Roast, using 2 tablespoons to make 12 ounces, so that's a cup and a half, was 120 to 160 milligrams. The Nespresso, which we've been seeing a lot of, or I've been seeing a lot of advertising for, is less, 55 to 65. And the Folgers Classic Decaf, is it zero? No, not quite. Again, using 2 tablespoons to make a cup and a half of coffee, 2 to 8 milligrams of caffeine. And remember, we're comparing all of this to that 400 suggested limit. Where do we find those high limits? Well, guess Starbucks. That's the highest on the list. And then as we go down the list from under 100, it's most of our sodas. If you want zero, you do Sprite and those kinds of drinks. Remember that there's also some in any chocolate, whether that's a chocolate bar, chocolate ice cream, or any other chocolate item. So take your choice. That's it about caffeine. Until, remember this coffee law, as soon as you sit down with a cup of hot coffee, someone will ask you to do something which will last until the coffee is cold.